Okay, it's Markovic Park at 25-7 or so, and we've just lost to Sligo for the fifth time in 80 years. And boy, did we deserve it. We really deserved that. We were truly awful. It's probably not the worst championship performance I've ever seen from Mayo. Let me see, 1982 against Galway would be up there. 2007 against Derry would be up there as well. But I mean, it was truly so disappointing. And I think particularly after the start we had, lightning start, Alan Freeman catching the first ball and sending it gloriously over, and then the penalty afterwards. And I truly did believe once the penalty went in and we were 1-1 to no score up, I had shades of Roscommon last year all over again, because, you know, you just thought that this bubble that we thought, certainly I thought that Sligo were inhabiting about being the second best team in Ireland was had just been burst, and that we were going to just canter home. But we didn't. We allowed them back into it. Evan O'Hara came back into a sweeping role, and the ball that was going in, that was being won easily, wasn't, you know, was suddenly Sligo were picking up all that ball, and sorry, some guy talking about
Toyota.
He's got to show up in a minute, I think.
Toyota and Roscommon Crest.
He will.
Roscommon driver, your keys are to be found in the press box.
Right, okay. I think we've had enough about keys and press boxes. Yeah, but we didn't, you know, we allowed them back into it at that stage. And then it was just downhill all the way after there. From then you could just see that our confidence was seeping out of it. By half time, we were still ahead, but even then, the match was going away from us. At that stage, you know, we had to make changes. We just had to. Tom Parsons was a complete fucking passenger. And, you know, he was still on. I think it was 5 minutes to go when he was taken off. Trevor Mortimer was just an embarrassment. He was so bad. He had to go. Neither of them went. No changes at the start of the second half. We only began to make changes in a real panic-stricken mode towards the end, when it was clear that the game had gone away from us. Now, I mean, Sligo, you could say, you know, the small quibble I would have was the ref, you know, gave a few soft frees to them at a point when the game was in the mix. But that'll always happen when it's a small team against a so-called bigger team. And, you know, we knew we would have known that going into the game. So apart from that, I don't think you'd have too many quibbles. But we just let the game go away from us, and we did nothing to stop it. And Jono was just standing there, and you could see him. I could see him across the field, you know, with a face like a bull on him, but doing sweet fuck all to try to stop what was happening or try to make changes. The guys in the field were just worse than awful. I mean, it was just, it really is a dark, dark day for Mayo. I'm delighted for Sligo. I mean, it's a great win for them, and good luck to them. I hope they push on from here. But from us, we have one match of the qualifiers, and that's it, guys. There will be one match, and that's it, and that's our year over, and that's no more than we deserve. And really, personally, you know, at this stage, I think that's it for Jono too. You know, I mean, I think we've given him enough chances. He's had 4 years. He's showing now he's going nowhere with us. He is bringing us nowhere. He is using his position as a, you know, for political ends. I believe at this stage, he's not going to get us where we want to go. It's time for Jono to go. It's time for a new start. And it's time, I guess, for a lot of the players to go as well. But, you know, that's it. And we're out. We're out of Connacht. We don't have much to look forward to in the qualifiers. And I suppose, as I say, there's always next year.